Penguin Random House Audio presents The Radicals by Ryan McIlvain. Read for you by Ari Fliakos. It didn't feel quite right that Sam should be there in the first place. Sam Westergaard. Clearly fish out of water in our graduate course in Marxist theory. He didn't look the part anyway. He wore stretched-out polo shirts to class, or old road race t-shirts, an almost constant smile. He intrigued me. On the night Sam showed up in an oversized Roger Federer shirt, I rustled enough to pay him my compliments on it. I was a fan myself. "Hey, really? Hey, cool," he said, with startling enthusiasm. Pretty soon, Sam and I were playing tennis together most Friday mornings, and whenever else we could get away from the city and classes, the teaching, underpaid, the life, underpaid. Tennis was a balm and a crucible all at once. We each wanted to win, obviously, very badly, but we also wanted to maintain the illusion that our practice sets were only that, a little practice, a lark, a pair of pale intellectuals disgracing the game with our play. It wasn't an easy false premise to keep up. The sweat started pouring off me usually in the first game, or else I'd notice Sam's jaw, strangely squarish for his face, jutting out like an old cash drawer after he sent a ball into the net or sailing long. I started calling him Lockjaw, or Little Lockjaw, a reference to his tall, lordly stature. I probably didn't know Sam well enough to joke with him like this. Not at first, but what else could I say?